Living Well, Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell. How to Sleep Well. Americans are in a sleep crisis. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 70% of Americans say they don't sleep well, and about 1 in 3 report not getting enough rest or sleep daily. Nearly 40% accidentally fall asleep during the day at least once a month. Prolonged sleep deprivation and poor sleep quality can lead to serious health consequences. Proper sleep helps the body heal and repair itself, and regulates mood and brain function, while limiting the risk of a number of medical conditions. The importance of REM. There are two types of sleep. REM, rapid eye movement sleep, where the brain is more active and we dream more, and non-REM sleep, when our brain slows down. During REM, your eyes dart back and forth under your lids. REM is important because it stimulates areas of the brain that aid in learning, processing, and consolidating new information, and long-term memory retention. Poor REM sleep hinders mental cognition and mood regulation, diminishing daily work performance and overall quality of life. Tips to improve sleep. Sleep hygiene. This refers to habits, behaviors, and an environment that promotes uninterrupted sleep. Your bedroom should be dark, quiet, and cool, ideally 65 to 68 degrees. If you're not in a quiet or dark place, invest in soft earplugs and an eye mask. Reducing blue light exposure from electronics an hour or longer before bedtime and swapping out your bedroom light with a red light can help calm the brain. Chronic stress. Sleep loss stimulates our sympathetic nervous system, keeping our stress response activated. This leads to an elevation in cortisol levels, which further upsets sleep quality. Consider meditation and breathing exercises before bed, or an Epsom salt bath with lavender to promote relaxation. Experts say continual self-work on reducing chronic stress is key to improved sleep. Nutrition. Nutrient deficiencies can contribute to insomnia, and uncontrolled glucose levels can have a significant effect on sleep. Poor sleep also leads to reduced insulin sensitivity, leading to poor fat metabolism. Avoid eating 2 to 3 hours before bedtime to allow your body to repair during the night. Vitamins. About 45% of the population is magnesium deficient. Low magnesium can contribute to tightness, irritability, cramps, and stiffness. Sufficient levels of magnesium, iron, and vitamins D, B12, and B6 can drastically improve sleep. Exercise. Regular exercise helps you fall asleep quicker and improves overall sleep quality. Aerobic exercise has been shown to have similar effects on sleep as sleeping pills. Don't work out too close to bedtime, though. For many people, this can interfere with how quickly they fall asleep. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She is past commander of the California American Legion's 24th District and Hollywood Post 43. Flexible work hours can make your heart 10 years younger. Flexible working hours may reduce the risk of heart disease by up to 10 years compared to the traditional 9-to-5 routine, according to a new study. Researchers found that modifying office hours allowed some workers to lower their cardiovascular risk to a level typically seen among people 5 to 10 years younger than them. Employees older than 45 and those with a higher risk of heart disease experienced the most significant benefits from this shift in their work schedules, according to the experiment conducted by a team from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and Penn State University. Research involved participants from an information technology company employing high-tech workers and a caregiving company employing low-wage caregivers. Published in the American Journal of Public Health, the study is one of the first to investigate the relationship between a patient's professional life and heart disease. Worth a shot. Even in midwinter, vaccines and boosters can protect against respiratory illnesses, by Beth W. Ornstein. When it comes to vaccines and booster shots, the adage better late than never applies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommends older Americans get three different types of vaccines to protect against respiratory illnesses that peak in the colder months: senior-specific flu shots, new RSV vaccines, and the updated COVID booster. Last fall, adults 65 and older were encouraged to be vaccinated for the coming season. However, the CDC says it's not too late to get any or all of these vaccines if you haven't already. Flu vaccines. There are two flu vaccines the CDC recommends over the traditional flu shot for older adults, but only one is needed. They are Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent, which has four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot, creating a stronger immune response. Fluad Quadrivalent, which has the added ingredient adjuvant MF59 to help create a stronger immune response. According to the CDC, there isn't enough evidence yet to indicate one vaccine offers better protection than the other for older adults. If you need an egg-free flu vaccine because of allergies, the CDC recommends Flublok Quadrivalent, which contains three times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. RSV and COVID vaccines. Anyone 60 or older, especially those with heart or lung conditions, diabetes, kidney or liver disorders, that make them vulnerable to the respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, should get at least one of the new FDA-approved RSV vaccines, Arexvy or Abrysvo, the CDC says. Though the COVID public health emergency is over and the number of cases has declined significantly, COVID continues to cause an increase in hospitalizations, especially among the elderly. The CDC recommends an updated COVID vaccine, which targets the most dominant coronavirus variants circulating in the United States. Vaccines are available at most pharmacies, medical clinics, and health departments, or you can do a search at vaccines.gov for a site near you. Pneumonia vaccines. In 2022, the CDC changed its guidelines for vaccinating older adults against pneumococcal disease by approving two new pneumococcal conjugate vaccines, PCVs, PCV15, VAX-NuAvance, and PCV20, Prevnar-20. The CDC recommends adults 65 or older get one of the new pneumonia vaccines, even if they've received an earlier vaccine. Talk with your healthcare provider and decide together what you need and when. Beth W. Orenstein of Northampton, PA, is a regular contributor to Living Well. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.